Well, all right. Well, let me jump over to the Right Side Way monologue, and I will just I'll tell you guys today, as I always do when I open, I've got some thoughts that I think are significant for our times. One of the first things I think has to be addressed is we have to pick our battles. All right, so when a battlefield commander does his intelligence preparation of the battlefield, or his IPB, he assesses based on certain categories. There's an old acronym that we were taught at Fort Benning as young infantry officers. It's METT. Examine the battlefield and the coming fight through the lens of METT. That's mission, enemy, time, terrain, troops available. And let me just pick one of those and talk about it for a minute. Let's talk about picking your battles and fighting your ground, on the ground, I mean, of your own choosing. Let's talk about terrain. So there's a book on my shelf right there in my study at home. It's a classic treatise on the art of warfare by Karl von Clausewitz. It's called On War. Clausewitz was a Prussian general from the 19th century. He wrote this seminal work on warfare that is still studied today. And in it, he lays out the truths about strategy and tactics and decision-making and preparation, but he also extols the virtues of knowing and making use of key terrain. In a battle, the preference should always be to use the terrain to your advantage. And the military planner who is anything worth their salt will always work to seize and use terrain of his own choosing. When you command the terrain, you can pick your battles. You can make the enemy fight where and how and when you are most secure and they are not. So when David fought Goliath, for instance, if you remember the story, he was first offered King Saul's armor. It didn't fit, so he didn't use it. He walked down into the valley, though. He chose a handful of stones from a dry creek bed, and he went out onto flat ground where he was stable, and he called out the giant. And he beat Goliath with a sling. He did so with confidence. He clearly trusted God, but take note that the fight that David chose that day was in his style, on his terms, using a weapon he was most familiar with, and it was on solid, flat terrain of his choosing. There's also the story of the general who realized there was only one location in the vicinity of his enemy that was suitable for a battle he knew was coming. So the legend has it he marched his men long hours through the night, and they arrived first. They secured the site to their own liking, and when the enemy arrived, they discovered they were already at a disadvantage, the enemy was, because they did not command the terrain. And when the battle was over and the general's troops had won, the general assembled his commanders and he asked them, what was the decisive point that won the battle? And one commander said, when we released the cavalry into the fight. And another commander said, it was when the infantry gained superior flanking maneuvers. Another commander said, it was when our reserves were able to come to the weak point to turn back the enemy counterattack. But the general just nodded, according to legend, and said, all of those were good, but the battle was won when the men marched through the night to seize the key terrain. So let's take that lesson for a minute and talk about politics. I'm hearing a lot of talk from people on my side of the aisle, from the conservative side, from the Republican side. I'm hearing a lot of talk about who did this and who didn't do that, and why I wish he would have or she wouldn't have, and why didn't Republicans say more about abortion at the debate? Why didn't Republicans elect Ron DeSantis in the primary? Why didn't Republicans attack the budget deficit? Look, all those are good. But those are not going to win the major battle in front of us. Those are not the key terrain. And I can name other examples, but let's just take those three. Because those are fights for sure. Those are fights worth having. And we can labor over them. We can discuss them. We can whine about them. We can pin them on the wall and make them our target of angst and disappointment. But right now, y'all, I'm telling you, right now in the political battles that we have in front of us, we have to know that if we don't seize the key and immediate terrain and win the current battle to take control of our government, then nothing else will matter. We must pick our battles so that we can win the war. We must gain the terrain in which we can do the most damage to the enemy. In a war, there's going to be many worthy fights, but there are only a few that will be decisive battles. So once you've chosen your terrain, once you've picked your battle, and once you've beaten the enemy on the point of your own choosing, then you move forward and seize the next key terrain. Well, let me take those three examples I gave you because they're the ones that I hear about the most. Let me take the abortion fight, for example. Here's my first point. We've already won that battle. But Phil, Republicans sound like they're going soft. Why didn't J.D. Vance sound stronger? We can't give up now. Who said anything about giving up? Look, I hear that, but today we need to know that we have actually already won that battle on the national stage. Roe v. Wade was overturned. States are legally allowed to make their own decisions. And we pro-life conservatives, and I'm as pro-life as they come, we're going to continue to push for legislation at every state level, but that's not the fight. That is not the fight that will be decisive in this national election right now. Not for us. In the next 30 days, squabbling over whether we can do more about abortion rights is not what's going to win the election. And if we do not win the election, we won't get to fight anything. We'll just be fighting for survival at that point. The left desperately wants to draw us into that fight because they believe it is their key terrain, not ours. And there's no need for us to expend our valuable resources rehashing a fight on ground that is not our key terrain. We are already winning on abortion, and we will win more. So let's move on to the key terrain of our choosing. Let's win the battle so we can win the war. All right, number two. But Phil, I'm concerned that Donald Trump might not win. Maybe we should have gone with Ron DeSantis. What are we going to do in 2028? That is not the fight before us. That is not our key terrain. The internal debate for leadership in the Republican Party, it ended with the primary vote. You can choose to rehash it if you want to, but all you're doing is fighting on the enemy's ground. Seriously. The left desperately wants there to be an aura of regret and create voter apathy about Trump. But that fight is over. If you're not satisfied with the current slate of candidates, guess what? Get over it. There's no battle for the top of the ticket now. You had the luxury of an amazing slate of candidates in the primary. A buffet of political choices, any one of which would have been better than Kamala Harris. And I'm convinced that Trump is a strong candidate who will make a great president. But yet I keep hearing conservatives and seeing conservatives that I respect openly lamenting his candidacy like there's some good that can come from trying to live in the past. Just stop. The left is attacking our candidate. The left is attacking our candidate. Don't join in. That's the field of battle of the enemy's choosing. That is their terrain. Our fight is not on the anti-Trump terrain. So pick your battles so you can win the war. Look, I had one more example. Let me just take a stab at it real quick. Phil, we have to get spending under control. Our budget system is crazy. Republicans caved in. We should have shut down the government right before the election to prove that deficit spending is wrong. Well, that would have been great. Look, we have troops in harm's way in the Middle East right now. They need to get paid. We have disaster relief underway in the Carolinas. We have an economy that's flagging. The left desperately wanted us to cancel the ability to fund government right before the election. That would have been the left's key terrain, not ours. It is a battle that we will fight one day. We have to. Our spending is out of control. But that fight is not our key terrain for today. Sometimes the choosing of terrain is also based on timing. You pick your battles, you win the war. All right, so you may be asking, well, Phil, that's all great, but then what is the major battle? What is the key terrain right now? And I'm going to tell you, I believe the key terrain right now is the hearts and the minds of the 10% or so of voters who are just not yet sure what they're doing. This election is not going to be decided by the base from either side. This election will be decided by those who are still assessing, those who are still making up their minds. The Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth, he says, I have become all things to all people that by all possible means I might save some. That did not mean Paul was ever going to change his message. Paul never once strayed from the gospel. But he also knew that he would never be effective if he didn't find a way to reach those people who had not yet decided. He couldn't just speak to those who already knew. He had to relate to an audience that did not yet quite get it. He had to speak in a way that they could relate to. He didn't ever stray from a fight. He would lay down the law when he had to. He was Paul. But he also knew that to win the war, he had to first win the battles. And to do so, he had to speak to people who were not yet on his side. That, my friends, that is our key terrain for the next 30 days. Yeah, you can fight the old fights if you want to, but why? You can march to the drums the enemy is beating and fight the enemy on their ground, but why? I submit to you that for the next 30 days, the key terrain for us to win this election so that we can do all the other things later. The key terrain for this election right now is the hearts and minds of 10% of the voters who apparently don't yet know who they're going to vote for. The key terrain that we need to occupy and fight for is that small group of folks who just aren't yet quite sure. That's where we fight the battle. That's where we win the war. That's our key terrain for right now. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I'm serious when I say that. All those things I mentioned, they were all real. I get the points. In fact, I will fight those battles with you, but not for the next 30 days. For the next 30 days, we go find that 10% who's not quite sure because they are the swing in the momentum. They are the ones who can make the selection, one that we can take and win the war with. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.